Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is on assignment this week.
Program squad, Ross.
So this is what it sounds like on game days outside of Fenway Park when Yawkey Way is filled with hawkers selling Red Sox memorabilia, food, and drinks. But what some people don't know is that during games, the public street, Yawkey Way, is actually turned into a private marketplace leased from the city and operated for the benefit of the Red Sox. The team takes in about $6 million a year from Yawkey Way and from the green monster seats that hang over Lansdowne Street. The team pays just $200,000 a year to the Boston Redevelopment Authority for those rights. The Sox have reaped the benefits of these rights for the past 11 years, but their deal with the BRA may be standing on shaky legal ground. Boston Globe reporter Callum Borchers has been looking into this story, and he joins us now. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Anthony. Great to be here.
So this sounds like a very good deal for the Red Sox, right?
Yes, it's been a great deal for them. It didn't start quite as great, but what's happened, Anthony, over the years is that the price that the Red Sox pay to the city or to the BRA has stayed mostly even. It increases every year by just a few percentage points, according to the Consumer Price Index. It is not tied at all to the revenue that they make on those streets, and that has gone up considerably. Think about this. In year one, in 2003, when they opened that Green Monster seating section, you could buy a seat there for $50. That same seat today will cost you $160. $55. That's more than triple the original price.
Well, according to your reporting, so the team takes in about $6 million a year from Yawkey Way and from those air rights over Lansdowne Street, but pays the city just $200,000 a year. Why doesn't the city get a better deal?
Well, essentially, it's the contract that they signed, you know, 11 years ago. But now we're at a point, Anthony, where that contract is going to expire at the end of this season. And we had done some reporting several weeks ago, my colleague Coleman Herman and I, on the negotiations for that new contract. Because 2 years ago, when we first looked at this issue, the BRA said, yeah, we think that we deserve more money than that. We want a cut of revenue. And we're going into the negotiations looking for a better deal the second time around. But before they can even negotiate that, there's sort of this primary issue that we had overlooked, and that's what I wanted to come back to today, was this issue of, does the BRA even have the right in the first place to issue that license?
Yeah, so how did that come about? How did the BRA get the right to control Yawkey Way in the first place?
Well, what they did in 2002 was they used their eminent domain power to take control of Yawkey Way and Lansdowne Street. And this is where it gets a little bit down in the weeds. But the BRA technically operates independently of the city, and they can take by eminent domain public land, including these streets. And what they do is they declare this area to be an area of urban blight and in need of redevelopment. So they took control of it. In the case of Lansdowne Street, it was a permanent taking because they were going to build a permanent structure, those green monster seats. But Yawkey Way was a temporary taking, and they said, we're going to start this 11-season experiment. They called it a demonstration project. And we're going to see if we close this down on game days, we use it for the turnstiles, we sell food and drink there, we'll see if that will kind of brighten up the neighborhood, so to speak.
Well, as you point out in your reporting, former Inspector General Gregory W. Sullivan says that declaring Yawkey Way an area of urban blight during game days is like declaring the Magic Kingdom in Disney World an area of blight during a Mickey Mouse parade. Is the BRA on shaky ground here?
Yeah, great line, right?
Couldn't let that one go.
The inspector general, or now the former inspector general, has basically zeroed in on a complaint that you might hear from neighbors or other activists around the area, which is, hold on a sec, how could you possibly say that Yawkey Way is an area of urban blight? Even when it's not in the middle of a game day, it seems to be a thriving part of the city. There are businesses there, restaurants, etc. You know, how could that be an area of urban blight? Surely that wouldn't hold up if the BRA were to be sued by, let's say, a vendor who says, hey, I want to sell on Yawkey Way, but I'm not allowed to because you've got this exclusive no-bid contract with the Red Sox. That's not fair. And in fact, that's what happened 11 years ago. A private vendor sued the BRA over this taking, but dropped his case very quickly, and we never got to see it fully litigated. And what the IG is saying is you could be open to another legal challenge if you do the same thing. The BRA has come back, however, and said, no, no, we believe that we are on firm legal ground. And in fact, our label of this area as an area of urban blight is fully consistent with a determination that the state legislature made in 2000. So they think that they're just fine.
Very interesting. Callum Borchers covers business, government, and sports at the Boston Globe. Callum, as always, thanks. Great to have you.
Always a pleasure.